33, part 1, in the second paragraph. וזה שאמרו רבותינו ז"ל, כי שפתי כהן ישמרו דעת, the lips of the Kohen, they're going to watch over the wisdom, going to keep the wisdom. ותורה יבקשו מפיו, and the Torah people are going to ask from his mouth. אם הרב דומה למלאך השם צבקות, and then they explained it. Explained. Baruch Hashem, made it first time. Explained. If the rabbi looks like an angel of Hashem, means, Hainu, שקופה את יצרו, that he conquered his יצר הרע, אזי הוא דומה למלאך השם צבקות. So then he looks like an angel of Hashem צבקות. כמו שכתוב בזוהר, like that it's written in the Zohar, ברכו השם מלאכיו גיבורי כוח. Bless Hashem, please, his angel. גיבורי כוח, heroes of power. The Zohar HaKadosh is explaining, Ilen inun de mitgabrin al yitzrehon. Those are the ones that conquer their own yetzer hara. Yesterday night, someone asked me to go to talk to someone that he's got problems in Shalom Bayit, and he went out from the house. And I went to the place that he was in to talk to him, to see if we can help him to go back to his house. And he's telling me, this is it, I decided, we're going to divorce. I'm not going to suffer like that anymore. They have one child, so they're going to split the child. Like, split the child, yes. He said, like the trial of Shlomo HaMelech. This is the wise guy. I told him, can I hear just what she done? What's going on? Tell me, what's going on in the house? She told me, you're disgusting me. I'm saying, no, yes. It's not honorable, she cannot talk like that. I told her, wait, because of that? She told you, you're disgusting her? It's not a way to talk. People cannot talk like that. She's screaming at me and she's saying things. What else? Told him, I want to tell you something. After that, he talked. And told him, if I was in your place, I would pass the test walking. It's not a test at all. There was no test. And he's ready to break the house and to split the child. And there was no test. You see that when a man is arrogant, he's not willing to surrender. Now for the benefit of the child, they need to split him for 3 days. He's gonna be in her house and 3 days in his house. For his own sake, they're thinking about him. I told him, you're not thinking about him at all. If you want to think about him, you need to shut your mouth and to accept those bizyonot that are very small bizyonot and to move on. He said, so what? I'm going to be a smartut ritzpa. I said, smartut ritzpa.
Floor map.
Told him, for the honor of your child, you should be that stick, the brush that you clean the toilet with. It's for your children. What are you talking about? For your child. Little baby, 3 years old almost. Ready to divorce, to ruin everything. And she's cursing. And the worst thing is not what that she's saying, just what that she's not saying. Mean that she's not honoring him, she's not respecting him, she's not telling him wow and psh and amazing. I told my wife today, my wife, you don't know, the new book on the Baal Shem Tov that I was painting came out. She told me, oh, Yofi, now we're going to be rich. He would shoot her dead. This is it. He would finish it. But I told her, thank you, Baruch Hashem, don't worry, you're going to be rich, don't worry, slowly, slowly. So she said, ah, I got it, yes, Shakoach, wow, I'm so happy for you, father, oh, so nice. If you're honoring your wife because you want to receive compliments, good words from her, so you're in the wrong place, you need to wear a skirt and to marry a man. That he's going to give you compliments. A woman will never going to give you compliments. It's not her job. It's not her hobby. She doesn't like it. It's not her nature. And don't expect it to come. It will not. Forget it. And if you're going to keep on hoping and hoping, you're just going to be more frustrated and sadder and broken. It's all imaginations. You have a job in life that you should be the male, you should love, you should support, you should give compliments, and from that you should receive your satisfaction. From the fact that you're fulfilling your job, that you're a man, that you're supporting you, that your wife, she's happy. The Baal HaSulam, he said that there is only one side that the man can should allow himself to feel satisfaction from mitzvat onah, from being with his wife. What is that? That he's happy, that she's happy. That you're happy, that she's happy. From that you're allowed to be happy, that she's happy. This is the secret on all of the relationship. If you want to receive satisfactions from your wife, forget it. It's better to go straight to hell without all of the problems and just jump straight to hell. Finally you're going to get to hell. So why to suffer all of those years? This is what Rabbeinu is saying. If a man is breaking his Yetzer Hara, if a man is breaking his Yetzara, Kofet, Yitzroara, then he looks like an angel. He looks like an angel, Malach Hashem Tzvakot. He looks like an angel, Malach Hashem Tzvakot. Immediately. Immediately he looks like an angel. Ki al yedei zeh, because by that, Shekofet Yitzro, that man conquers his Yetzara. אזי אותיות התורה בולטין ומצטרפים. So the letter of the Torah are... No, help me. Stands up. Yes, it's good. And gathered together. אזי הוא בחינות, and then he's in sticking up. And then he's in the aspect of הוא בחינות, נעשה ונשמע. We're going to do, and we're going to hear. First of all, we're going to do, and then we're going to hear. First of all, we're going to listen to the voice of Hashem. And then we're going to hear what Hashem wants from us. Ki oseh ubone otiyot haTorah, because that man is doing and he's building the letters of the Torah. Vezochen, he's got that merit to lemishma, to hear kol haTorah mil'ela, the voice of the Torah that comes from above. Bevadai mizeh harav, so from shur, from a rav like that, Torah yevakshu mipiu, people are going to ask the Torah from his mouth. Ki bevadai yodea hu et haTorah, because for sure he knows the Torah. כי אפילו מדברים גשמיים, because even from physical things, הוא מלקט אותיות התורה. He can gather, he can take the letters of the Torah. Means he understands what Hashem is talking to him. וזה כי שפתי כהן ישמרו דעת. And this is what it's written, the lips of כהן gonna keep the wisdom. כהן הוא בחינות חסד, is in the aspects of kindness. ישמרו דעת, gonna keep the wisdom. היינו שיתגלה על ידי הרב הזה, that by that rabbi is gonna reveal האהבה שבדעת, the love that's in the wisdom, the love that before of creation, שהוא לפי מדרגתך, that it's according to your level, אהבה שהוא למעלה מהזמן, love that is beyond time, שהוא, that this is that, what that we learned, יום אחד יוודע להשם וכולי, one day, Hashem gonna be revealed to us how much that Hashem loves us. Means that for a simple person, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu been measured in things that our physical means, that if he needs parnasai, then he's going to the field and praying on parnasai, and suddenly he finds money or something is happening in his life, and he finds parnasai, so he can understand, alright, Hashem loves him. And if he's praying on success, and suddenly he's succeeding in something, so he can understand, alright, I can see, Hashem loves me, Hashem listened to my tefillot. But when you're coming to a Rav, that he's beyond that physical world, that he's conquered his own Yetzirah, he can teach you, he can give you those abilities to understand that Hashem loves you even in the times that it's hard for you, in the difficult times, in the hard times, against your logic, something that is beyond your understanding. This is our Rav. This is what that we can receive here in this Beit Midrash. That we can come to this place daily, and over here we can taste the taste of Hashem Yitbarach in our lives. We can live Hashem Yitbarach. We can be with Hashem Yitbarach. Like we said, that's wonderful way of putting things. That to explain to a person the being of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like to explain to a fish that the reality of water, that there are water that surrounds him. He drinks water, he breathes water, he eats water, he depends in the water. Everything in his life depends in water. And he cannot understand that there are water, that there is water. He cannot. Why? Because he's so occupied. He's swimming, he's growing, he's hungry now. He needs to, he's got so many businesses that he has to take care of. And he cannot understand that there's water over there. It's exactly our reality. Hashem Yitbarach is inside of you. Hashem Yitbarach is outside of you. Hashem Yitbarach is you. Hashem Yitbarach is your wife. Hashem Yitbarach is your children. So each and every one of us, we can understand that in a certain way. When we're coming to a certain situation, over there we're immediately forgetting Hashem. You can remember Hashem Yitbarach in the field in Itbodedut. It's a nice level. You can remember Hashem Yitbarach when someone else is, I don't know what's happening in his life. But when inside your house someone is touching your most gentle things and spoiling things, your plans, and I don't know what, and someone is stopping you from keeping your schedules, your hobbies, I don't know what, so then you forget Hashem. So on that we need to go and to pray. A man should see what are the moments that I think that someone else exists. On that you need to do tshuva. If for you that person is a reality, you need to do tshuva on that. If for you that person is reality, you need to go and do tshuva. If for you, your wife, your children, your boss, even a rav is reality, so you need to go to the field and to do tshuva on that, that you broke and that first commandment, Ani Hashem Elokecha, the second commandment, Lo yelecha elokim achirim al panai, don't replace me on no one. Don't replace no one on me. Don't think that someone has the power to control your life. Don't think that it's your wife. Don't imagine to yourself that it's your parnasa. Ani Hashem Elokecha. Lo yelecha Elokim acherim al panai. I am Hashem, your God. I am the one that is helping you. I'm the one that is stopping you. I'm the one that is opening for you. I'm the one that is closing for you. I am the one and no one else. Lo yelecha Elokim acherim al panai. Don't replace me. Don't bring someone else to stand in that place except of me. Not your wife, not your friends, not your parnasa, not your colleagues, not your boss, not your rabbi. No one. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Lo yelecha Elokim acherim al panai. No one else. Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. You should see only Hashem Yitbarach in front of your eyes. Always. If you depend on your rabbi to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach, you have a problem in your avodat Hashem. You have a problem in your avodat Hashem. Because from one lesson that you heard from your rabbi, you can serve Hashem Yitbarach 2,000 years with no stoppings, with no sleeping, with no eating. You don't need nothing anymore. If you're just going to glue yourself to the words that came out from the mouth of the righteous man, Rabbeinu is asking, I'm wondering, Rabbeinu is saying, how can a man look for something in this world anymore? If you tasted once one dibur of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, how can you look for something else in the world? It means that we haven't tasted yet. It means that we haven't started yet to understand. Rav Shalom said, until that a man made that tikkun abrit bishlemut, he's got perfect tikkun abrit. Means that he doesn't have no lust for women anymore. He cannot understand a word that comes out from the mouth of the righteous man, of the tzaddik. One word you cannot understand. One word. And for that, al daka bachina, on that we need to cry. On that, because our picture is not complete. We don't see Hashem Yitbarach. We don't. We see a cup of tea, we see a table, we see a rab, we see people. You don't see Hashem. Hashem is here. One day, yivadal Hashem, Hashem is going to be revealed. And nothing going to change, just that you're going to say, oh, I was so stupid. This is what is going to happen. You're just going to hit yourself. You're going to say, why? I wasn't listening. The Rav was saying that all of the time and I couldn't hear it. Every day after a shiur, you hear people that are saying, today I realized, we're talking on it for years. Rav is talking on it longer. And today I got it that you, because we're dumb. We're there is such a wall, thick wall, that's called lusts and desires. And the main lust and the main desire, the main fire flame that lights all of the other campfires of all of the rest of the lust and desires, it's lust for women. Lust for women brings the man to sadness, to depression, to sadness that he wants to die. And you don't see that, you don't understand it. Only when you're open, you're starting to pray, you're starting to pray on that, Hashem is opening your eyes. The importance of that amazing book, Briti Shalom, how much it's important. And not only that, also Gana Shalom, and not only that, also Garden of Wisdom. Really, they're all together. It's mamash, it's really. It's, but this is it. All of those three are one. Mamash, they're one. If you're working on that, Briti Shalom, you're going to have that. And if you're going to have that, you're going to have that. You have that. That it means that you know Hashem Yitbarach. That you know that it's all Hashem and there is no wife, there is no children, there are nothing, there are no children. There is no problems in Parnassah. Hashem didn't give you money. You have problems, there is no one to talk to except of Hashem. No, but my boss, there is no boss. No, but my wife, there is no wife. She's not exist. Who are you talking to? You're talking to the mirror. You're talking to your own mirror. You have a stain on your clothes, on your shirt, and you're trying to clean the mirror, and you're getting angry, and you start to punch the mirror, and to break the mirror. And you're going to break the mirror, and you're going to stay filthy. You're going to stay filthy, and adrabah, you're going to bleed from your hands. You cannot break Hashem. You cannot fight Hashem. People that thought that they were so wise, and divorced their first wives, and then in the second test, what happened to them? Hell was waiting for them. First marriage, it's kindness. And even if for you it's judgment, you don't know what is waiting for you. This is when you need to be scared. If the first marriage is judgment, so this is the time to wake up. To understand. Second chance is going to be even worse. Several times more. You can never imagine how many times more. He thinks that now you're going to think more carefully. You think that you control something in your life. This is the biggest joke of them all. Rabbeinu is saying in Sefer Amidot, when a man is saying this and that I'm going to do, from in heaven they're saying this and that you will not going to do. On the spot. When you're saying yes, they're saying no. When you're saying no, they're saying yes. When you're arrogant to think that you can do something, from heaven they're saying no, no, no. We're sorry. We need to teach you that you're nothing. And when you're saying, I'm nothing, I'm not going to succeed, they're saying, yes, you do. You are. You're going to succeed. You're going to win. Hashem is with you. Hashem likes you. Hashem loves you. Because you're humble. When you're arrogant, you cannot succeed. Why you cannot succeed? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "En ani vahu yecholim ladur b'makom echad." Me and him cannot be in the same place. If you have a reality being, I am something, I'm wise, I'm smart, I'm beautiful, I'm talented, I don't know what, Hashem is not there. He said, alright, go with your beauty, let's see where it's going to take you. Go with your wisdom, let's see where it's going to take you. Go with your wisdom, let's see where it's going to take you. Straight to hell. Straight to hell. Straight to hell. But if a man is not thinking on nothing else except of Hashem, and he's humiliating himself, he's going and doing tshuva daily. Rav Shalom said, why are you going to bring lasat tshuva, lachzir b'tshuva the chilonim, people that are far from Torah mitzvot? Go and help the charedim. They're already keeping Torah mitzvot, and they just need to do tshuva. So it's very easy with them. You just need to teach them to do tshuva. This is it. It's going to be a lot easier. Every chiloni, you need to go and to scratch him from the wall, to drag him from all of lusts and desires, bikes and movies and alcohol and this one on the, I don't know, in the beach and surfing and internet, swimming, drowning. Years you're going to talk to him and he will stay scratched, defected. Years on years on years. Haredi, it's a lot easier. Haredi, you just need to teach him to do tshuva. There is Hashem Yitbarach, you need to teach him. There is Hashem Yitbarach in the world, and you need to do tshuva. And the two mitzvot, this is it. faith and tshuva. Faith and tefila. This is it. It's a lot easier. The chilon, you need to teach him 613 mitzvot. The oraita, and then all of the rabbanan. And you yourself don't know what to teach him. So what are you going to do with it? So for that, we need to teach faith. The story of all of this world is to do tshuva. And this is the story for us. We need to do tshuva. That the light of the moon going to illuminate like the light of the sun. That the light of the prayers, the tefillot, going to illuminate like the light of the Torah. Rav Sharim in Shabbos, he said that a man, the same hours that he's learning Torah, he should pray the same hours. Should pray the same hours. For me, it's not a problem. I'm praying a lot more than I'm learning. But you that are learning, you should pray more.
What is the tikkun for people like us? I don't know. It's a mamash. Baruch Hashem. Okay.
ויכול כל אדם לטעום טעם אור האהבה שבדעת. And every man can taste the taste of the light of the love that's in the wisdom. כל אחד לפי בחינתו. Everyone according to his aspect. אפילו עכשיו בתוך הימים. Even today, inside of the days. Look, it's exactly what that we're talking. Rabbeinu just opening and opening more and more and more and more. You can live like an angel. You can live in faith that you will not gonna care on nothing. We're not going to care. You will not going to care, like Rabbeinu is saying in Kufnun Hei, Torah Kufnun Hei, that you will not going to care about no canceling and no confusions that he's got in his Avodat Hashem. Because he's just doing what that he needs to do. Kufnun Hei. And this is the aspect of patience, Er Chapaim, that the man is not afraid of nothing and is not looking on no canceling and no confusions in his Avodat Hashem. Just he's doing what that he can. This is the aspect of patience, Er Chapaim. This is Rabbeinu said before, that faith is patience, that he can breathe, that he can accept. שאין שום דבר יכול לבלבל אותו, that nothing can confuse him. He לא אכפת לשום דבר, because he doesn't care or nothing. He doesn't care. Just he's doing what that he can in avodato, in his work on serving Hashem in Barach. It depends in faith. Not to care at all. So what? So you failed. So what? Why you thought, why you assumed before that you were not going to fail? Who gave you that assumption? What brought you to assume that this is, that you're perfect, that you were not going to fail? Someone taught you to be a father, someone taught you to be a husband, someone taught you how to be a human being, how to be a Baal Tshuva, how to be a Yehudi, a Jew. Someone taught you. Someone gave you a course how to be a human being, how to be righteous, how to be clean, how to be holy. Someone taught you. And you heard a few classes. So what? So you got it? You have a heart? You have a brain to accept it? Who gave you that brain? Who gave you that heart? You don't have a heart. You don't have a brain. So how can you be an angel? So you cannot. So if you cannot, so why are you falling to sadness when you're failing? Because you're arrogant. So you need to break that arrogance. You need to accept your lackings. Moshe Rabbeinu yada et shifluto. He was shafel v'sablan. And I think that it's the... I don't remember. I think that it was the Mitzudot David. I think I heard the Rav Shalom. I couldn't find it in the Mitzudot David. But I think that the Rav Shalom said it was the Mitzudot David. That said, what it means, sovel et, that he was shafel v'sablan, that he was sovel et shifluto, that he was accepting his lackings. He was accepting it. To be shfelim, all of Am Yisrael are shfelim. Everyone are low. Everyone, when he's looking at himself, he can see that he's low. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, he's low. If you need to eat when and not to die, so you're low. If you need to go to the bathroom and you have to clean yourself in the toilet, so you're low. If you have to sleep, so you're low. So you're not an angel, so you're not spiritual. You have a body, so you're low. If you're physical, so you're low. What can you do? But the only thing is, if you're accepting it or not. This was the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. That he was so well achieved. He could stand it. He was accepting it. He was accepting his lackings and he lived. He said, this is me and I'm serving Hashem. This is what can I do? I wasn't the one that created me. So why would I be sad? when Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon said to that guy that looked to him like that he's ugly, so he told him that he's ugly, if all of the city that he came from are people ugly like him, so he told him, go and tell that to the creator that creates me. So he realized that he made a mistake. Bara Olam made you like you are. Not only physically, also spiritually, he made you like you are. He gave you lusts and desires and weaknesses and angers and sadnesses and anxieties and lack of knowledge and all of those stresses that you have. Hashem created you like that. Hashem sent you to the war. Hashem sent you to all of those places to break your spirit. Hashem done that. Hashem humiliate you in relationships with your parents, in front of your friends, in school, in kindergarten. Hashem dragged you all of your journey. Hashem done everything for you. Now you need to judge Hashem in a positive way, that it's the funniest joke of them all, but we should do that. We can laugh with Hashem Yitzbarach. We're going to laugh with Hashem Yitzbarach on that later. Should judge him in a positive way to say, no, Hashem, he knows what he's doing with us. Alright. Thank you, Hashem. Probably you know better. Probably. Looks like you understand what you're doing. And after we're accepting that, we need to accept ourselves. If you accepted that Hashem, he is the king, this is a Baal Tshuva, that he, instead, Rav Shalom said, the definition between a Chiloni to a Baal Tshuva, someone that believes in Hashem Yitbarach to someone that doesn't believe in Hashem Yitbarach, is in two words. Or that all of the time you're saying, Ani, 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 me, 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 or that you're saying, Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. If you have faith, always you're saying Hashem. If you don't believe in Hashem, always you're saying, me, Ani, I'm bad, I'm good, I made it, I failed. Or chasing yourself, or flattering yourself, imaginations, in both sides. Or that you always know that it's Hashem. Hashem helped me, Hashem now pushed me down, that I'm going to fail, that I'm going to learn a lesson. Hashem, always Hashem. We need to work on that. When we're going to have that, we can start Bezat Hashem, learn the verses, and then Bezat Hashem Mishnayot, and then Gemara, and then Rashi, and then Tosfot. First of all, we need to believe in Hashem. Cannot jump to Tosfot when you don't have faith, basic faith in Hashem Yitbarach. You will never going to understand Tosfot if you don't believe in Hashem Yitbarach. You will never going to understand Tosfot if you don't have a complete faith in Hashem Yitbarach. This is why the mitzvah of the Torah Kedoshah is to learn and to learn and to learn again and again and again, because you can never complete it until your wisdom is going to be completed. And you cannot complete your wisdom until you have a complete faith that you know Hashem Yitbarach. This is what it means, complete wisdom. That you know that there is nothing except of Hashem Yitbarach. Then you can understand Tosfot. Then you can understand all of the Farshim. They're going to show you what the Torah and Hashem is one. And then you're going to see Hashem when you're learning Torah. You're going to see the light of Hashem. But if you're not recognizing Hashem, because it's your wife, it's a cup of tea, it's a player, it's a book, and you don't see Hashem, so you're also not going to recognize Hashem in Tosfot. There are going to be words in Tosfot that will going to be blocked for you. You're going to think that you know. No, it's a book. I know it's a book. You don't have doubt. It's a book. It's a book of Rabbi Shmuel Shapira. I know. You don't know what it means, a book. You don't know what it means, Rabbi Shmuel Shapira. And you don't know that it's not exist at all. And that it's all Hashem. Just that you're going to hear one thing in a book. Rabbeinu said that the Kricha, wrap, cover of the book contains
binding
of the book contain all of the book inside of it. In this, there is all of what that's inside in it. And Rabbeinu explained, when you look at that, when it's standing in the closet books, in the library, you see a saraf. If you would have the eyes, the heart, to understand, from that, you can understand everything that is written inside. Everything. Like we heard on Rav Ovadia Yosef. Someone that with an open, total open mind, in clear and pure mind, he read that book, he understands, he achieved, it's inside his mind. When he sees the cover of that book, he knows everything about that book. Everything is inside that covering. Everything. So you think that you know what it means, a book. We don't know nothing. We don't know nothing on nothing. So for that we need to have faith. And when you're going to know that it's all Hashem, even if you will not gonna understand all of the details yet, the main thing you're gonna have in your hand, that this is the real only truth, that there is nothing except of Hashem Yitbarach. And on that we need to work, and for that we need to fail. And for that we need to fail again and again and again, because every failure is sending us again to the field to justify Hashem, to say, Hashem, you're right and I was wrong. To tell Hashem, please teach me, please Hashem, educate me, please Hashem, hug me, please Hashem, explain to me. For that we have to fail, for that we have to fall, for that we have to forget, for that we have to mistake, for that we have to sin even. Chas v'shalom. A man have to sin. Because if he's not sinning, he becomes arrogant. This is what that we're saying in the Birkat in Shmona Esrei. We're saying, Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu. Forgive us, Father, because that we sin. You cannot ask that. Please forgive me because I stolen $1 million from you. Who's going to forgive you on that? Forgive me, Father, because I sinned. You cannot ask forgiveness on something that you sinned. Forgive me, Father, because I made tshuva. All right. Because here's your $1 million back. All right, I'm going to forgive you. No, I stolen, so forgive me? You cannot. Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu. We cannot. Rav Shalom explained. Not explained it. And he said that when a man realized that he sinned, so the humiliation that he is finding over there, this is the tshuva. We're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forgive us, because we realized that we sinned. This is it. We're doing tshuva. This is Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu. And you cannot fix nothing. Like Rabbeinu said, "Ein atem yecholim la'asot tikun al kilkul echad shekilkaltem." You cannot fix the smallest tikun for one sin that you made, for one thing that you ruined. Just Rabbeinu said, just I am doing tshuva for you. And Rav Shalom said, until that a man gonna understand that he is not even doing tshuva, just Hashem is machzir oto b'tshuva, he cannot do tshuva. Because when you're thinking, I'm gonna learn, I'm gonna do tshuva, I'm gonna pray on that, you're still inside your bubble. You're still inside the imagination of stories that you're making up for yourself. That you now gonna progress. And this is it. From now on, you're going to climb back on track. And from now on, you're going to speed. And you're going to achieve. And this... imaginations. It's the same effects of drugs of before of tshuva. It's the LSD is coming back now in the tshuva. It's all illusions. It's all illusions. It's all imaginations. You're still arrogant. You still live in your stories. Oh, I'm going to do tshuva. Oh, I'm going to learn Torah. I am. Where is Hashem? Like, let's put Hashem in the side for the argument. Let's put Hashem in the side. You cannot. There is nothing except of Hashem. And we need to talk about Him all of the time, all of the time. And if you're going to have faith and the rest you will not going to have, you made it. And if you're going to have all of the rest and you don't have faith, you lost it. You haven't achieved nothing. If you're kofer b'Hashem, if you don't believe in Hashem Yitbarach, and you know all Shas, all Poskim, everything, all Shulchan Aruch by heart, but you're kofer b'Hashem, you don't believe that it's all good, you think that it's bad, that it was wrong. You're arguing with Hashem Yitbarach. You don't have a share in the world to come. A man like that cannot live in the world to come. How can you live with someone that you hate? If you hate Hashem, how can you be with Him in the world to come? You're going to hate Him forever? You're going to blame Him forever? If this is your understanding that Hashem was wrong, that it wasn't right, it wasn't justified, it wasn't right at all, I was good, He was bad, they were wrong. How can you live in the world to come? In the world to come, it's all going to be the opposite. And the punishment of shame in the world to come is the biggest, hardest punishment of them all. That Hashem is saying to you, I forgive you on everything, I forgive you. And you cannot forgive yourself. This is the hardest thing of them all. Now, Benu is saying, everyone, according to his aspect, means according to his level, can taste the taste of the light of love that's in the wisdom, means love that's beyond time. Even now, inside of the days, inside of the difficulties, inside of all of the lackings and the problems and fears and anxieties, if you're going to decide that you're not living Hashem Yitbarach, means that every time that you're going to fall, you're going to do tshuva and climb back to Hashem Yitbarach. Not to fall anymore. This is not in our hands. In our hands there is only one thing, the will to want. If you're going to decide that you're going to want Hashem Yitbarach from now on, no matter what, in the worst failures of them all, you're not going to leave Hashem Yitbarach. You're not going to stop please asking, please Hashem, help me Hashem, thank you Hashem, let me understand you Hashem. If you're going to be stubborn on that, you can taste the taste of love that is beyond this world, that is spiritual, that no one can understand it, that it belongs to the angels, that they are firing to Hashem Yitbarach, they're flaming to Hashem Yitbarach, they're chasing after Hashem, just want to love Him and to honor Him and to be ready to die for Him every moment. You can achieve that, each and every one of us, just like that. Just like that. Because you need to be strong in that. Your wife, she's rebuking you, stop, shut up, close your mouth, listen. Hashem is talking to you, not your wife. You don't have money? Shut up. Don't go and whine and cry to everyone. Go to the field, say, Hashem Ribono Shel Olam, what do you want from me? Let me do tshuva. Hashem is going to let you. Hashem is close to you. Don't judge Him and say that He will not going to give you, and this is why you're not going to the field to ask. If you haven't received until today that you were asking and you haven't received, because you weren't worthy, because you haven't prayed enough. And if you're going to be stubborn and you're going to keep on praying, you're going to receive. And what that you're going to receive, no one's going to be able to understand even what you achieved. You're going to achieve Hashem Yitbarach Himself. Because Hashem is good. And Hashem wants to give the best of them all. And what He's giving, He's giving Himself. It's in Misilat Yesharim is saying that? In Misilat Yesharim is saying that? Or in the Derech Hashem is saying that? The Derech Misilat Yesharim. Hashem is good and He wants to give only good. And the Tachlit of all good, the purpose of all good, what's the best thing of them all? It's Him Himself, the source of all good. Mekor HaTov, the source of good. So if someone, he's a millionaire, and now he wants to help you with all of his heart, so what are you going to give you? He's going to give you Himself, everything that He's got. He's not going to give you a $1,000 check. He will give you his Visa card. Go, take whatever you need. If He really loves you, like Hashem loves you. So Hashem gives you the keys. He's saying, "Kach, take it. Enjoy, go. Whatever you need." Kol ha'olam kulo lo nivra ela lichvodi. Everyone should say, all of the world haven't been created for nothing else except for me. For me, everything is ready for me to serve Hashem. That I'm going to unite myself with Hashem, connect myself with Hashem. Hashem is giving to you Himself, that you and Him going to be one. And if Hashem got all of the powers and He's kol yachol, He can do everything, He's got all of the powers, if you're going to connect yourself to Him, you're going to have all of His powers. And you're also going to be able to achieve a lot. A lot. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, like Avraham Avinu, like Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Yosef, and David. David HaMelech, he was flying in the air. He was flying in the air. He was flying. The Midrashim taught David HaMelech was flying in the air. You can fly. You think you cannot fly. You think only Ninja Turtles can fly. No, you can fly. They learned it all from Judaism, from Midrashim. They don't know nothing. They learned it. They stole all of our wisdom. They took it. All of the art fighters, all of that knowledge is all coming from Judaism. You don't know those books. You don't know who was Shimon. Shimon, the son of Yaakov. You don't know what a hero he was. Shimon Velevi, two people going, conquered a complete city all alone. 13-year-old children, men, ish. Haven't done nothing. They went. When they were roaring, they were screaming, they would shake, they make earthquake. They were shouting. They had that power. We have that power. You don't believe in yourself that you're the son of Yaakov. You don't believe that you're Ish Israel. When the holy tribes saw the son of Yosef HaTzadik, that he was so powerful, so strong, that he was roaring and making that huge noise. They said, it has to be from our family. He cannot be an Egyptian man. He has to be from our family. Something is weird here. Because this is Am Yisrael. We're so powerful. But you don't understand that you're that. You don't believe in yourself. Because the Yetzirah is all of the time saying to you, you're worthless, you're a liar, you're pathetic. Look at you, you're horrible, you're a liar. And you're falling. And you're accepting Lashon Hara. And accepting and falling to sadness. And then you're killing yourself. Oh, I'm so bad. I'm horrible. And what did the Yetzirah started? You're finishing with all of the Hidurim. Mamash, finishing, slaughtering yourself. Killing yourself, crushing yourself. Doing whatever you can to ruin yourself, to squeeze yourself, to kill, to murder yourself. Yourself and your wife and your children and your friends, all of the time, those rebukes on yourself, on everyone, and you blaming everyone. And then when someone asks you on Hashem Yitbarach, you don't know how to answer. Why you don't know how to answer on Hashem Yitbarach? Why people are asking you, why Hashem made the Holocaust and you don't know what to answer? Why you don't know what to answer? It's simple. Hashem wanted. This is all good. Why are you afraid to answer? Because you're not in that place. Because you're criticizing yourself all of the time. And you're not accepting yourself. And if you're not accepting yourself, how can you accept Hashem? How can you accept your wife? How can you accept your children? Your children are you. Your wife, she is your wife. What do you want? Your boss, he is your boss. They're all connected to you. They're all coming because of you. They're all you. You chose that world. You chose that life. You chose those people. You chose everything. Even if you don't see that in heaven, the neshama, she is coming to this world only after that she is choosing the right way that she's going to go in that way. She is choosing. And she's accepting it all on herself. And only after that she is accepting, you think Hashem is going to force the soul to do something? He's showing to her all of the path, all of the lackings, everything that's going to be with her. And she's accepting it with love. And she's going down. The only thing that is happening, they're blocking the memory. This is it. Now, hold on. Now, survive. Now, let's see you function. Now, let's see you choosing right. The free choice is in your hand. Let's see you choose Hashem. All be known already before. Who you're going to get married with. What's going to be your parnasa in the first year, in the second year, in the third year. What's going to be with you. Where you're going to learn. Who's going to be your rabbis. Everything. Yadua Mirosh. Known from before. All of it. Just you are in a test now. What you're going to choose. And it's very simple. You have only two options. Life or death. Good or bad. It's not so hard to choose. So you should always choose Hashem. He's the source of life. And Hashem always wants you to be kind. Always wants you to be generous. Always wants you not to hurt no one, not to offend no one, not to hurt no one. It's the same Hashem always. And you can choose it. It's very easy. Sometimes it's hard for you. Because you don't want to surrender. Because you don't want to accept Dan Hagah of Hashem Yitbarach, that Hashem is the king and you're not the king, and you're not Mefarneset Atzmecha, and you know not reality at all, you're nothing. It's hard for you. But the snake, he promised that we're going to be like God. Yes, promised a lot of things. And he was a liar. But he promised. Yes. So what? He was lying. He was lying to you. He was lying to you from the beginning, and he's keep on whispering and whispering and whispering, and you're still buying it and buying it and buying it. I need to put a straight line. This is it. I don't want that married, that relation, not allowed relationship with the snake. This is it. I want to be married to Hashem Yitbarach. This is it. Chava Imenu, she said that Nachash Yesi'ani, he married her. She got married with the snake. We need to get married with Hashem Yitbarach. Lerastich le'olam, lerastich le'olam. To get married with Hashem Yitbarach every day. That you're wrapping your tefillin on your hand, that you're putting that tefillin on your hand every day. To get married, to accept on ourselves the yoke of tefillah or yoke of Torah. yoke of mitzvot, yoke of faith, always to believe in Hashem Yitbarach. Always to believe in Hashem Yitbarach, that it's all good. And if you see that you're forgetting, you need to do it bodedut. And if you forget, even though that you're doing it bodedut, you need to make another it bodedut. And if in the evening it's not enough, you need to pray also in the morning. And if it's hard for you, the books that you're learning, you want to learn Gemara and it's too hard for you, you need to take something easier, take something easier. And if you see that it's not enough, so do, and whatever. Just don't divide yourself from Hashem Yitbarach, no matter what. Always remember Hashem Yitbarach. Always be with Hashem Yitbarach. When you're succeeding, remember that it's Him. When you're falling, you should know always remember that it's Him. That it's from Him. Hashem Yitbarach is the only reality that there is. There is nothing except of Him. And when you forget Him, you need to come back into the tshuva and to say, Hashem, I forgot that it was You. You're my wife, you're my children, you're my parnasa, you're my boss, you're my car, you're the police officer behind that wall. You are everything. You're that stop sign, you're that traffic light, you're birds, you're flies, you're everything. Everything, it's You, Hashem. There is nothing except of You, Hashem. When a man is holding that, this is what the Rabbeinu is saying. He's tasting, everyone can taste that taste of the light, of the love that's in the wisdom. Everyone according to his aspect, according to his level, even now, inside of the days, means that the man going to connect, yekasher, haynu kshiyekasher et libo ledaato, that he going to connect his heart to his wisdom. Ki kol echad miYisrael, because every one of Am Yisrael yodea sheyesh Elokim bichlal, he knows that there is God. He knows it. You know it from inside. You know it. It's an inner knowledge that is carved on your heart. You just need to connect your head, your brain, your mind, your wisdom to your heart. V'yadata hayom, you learned something. You know it today. You need to bring it into your heart. What's the connection between the brain and the heart? The throat, the garon. This is the connection. You need to call Hashem. This is the pipe that is connecting the brain and the heart. Take things with you. Things, those things are words. Devarim, those are diburim, words of prayer. And go back to Hashem. Mitzvah Tshuva is only with the mouth, confessing and confessing and asking and praying and requesting again and again and again. So you haven't received it yet. You forgot all of your debts that you have. You forgot how many lackings, how many things you ruined until today. And Hashem is so merciful with you, so mercy, that He helps you and He builds you. And He gives you, and He supports you, and He hugs you, and He loves you, and He lets you learn Torah, and He lets you go come into the yeshiva. A few years ago, if you would pass in that street, ask me, was I born in Jerusalem? I was never in Mea Shearim in my life. I was never in Shmuel HaNavi in my life. I was never crossing those areas. I was never here. And I lived here. Over here, I was in the center of the city. I was spending years, but to Mea Shearim, it wasn't part of Jerusalem for us at all. It wasn't in the map. You would cross this street, going on the way to Yam HaMelech. You would never think that it's a yeshiva, maybe to check something. It's not an option. And then Hashem made it to be the center of your life. And you don't know how all of those neighborhoods looks like anymore. I knew everyone in Jerusalem. I was walking, no one could walk with me in Jerusalem. No one could walk with me. Every 2 meters, hi, how are you? Hugging, kissing, conversations, and changing phones, giving money, whatever. From here to hell, I don't know, you can never imagine. Couldn't walk. 2 hours to go to Ben Yehuda Street. 2 hours. Another one from this store, from that store, and he's coming, and they're coming. And today, for 10 years, I don't know what, I'm living here in Mea Shearim, in this area, I don't meet no one. I don't meet no one from my past. No one. No one is coming. No one is coming to this neighborhood. It's a new life. It's a bubble. It's safe. It's guard. Everyone can taste the taste of Hashem and Barach. Everyone. If you're just going to be strong in your will to decide from now on, I'm not leaving Hashem and Barach. I'm not dropping that. I'm grabbing Hashem, I'm holding Hashem, I'm begging. When Rabbi Nachman said to Rabbi Natan, I'm putting you in my sack, Rabbi Natan said to Rabbi Nachman, tie it strong that I will not going to run away. Even if you see that you're inside the yeshiva, you need to beg, please, Ribbono Shel Olam, lock the door, that I will not going to run, that I will not going to have ideas, that I will not going to imagine to myself that I can succeed more outside, that I will not going to forget where I'm receiving all of my shefa from, all of my wisdom, all of the power to do tshuva, all of the power to hold on me in my life. Who is that Rav that gives me all of those powers? It's our Rav that is reviving Am Yisrael. He said it in Shabbos. He gave a shiur to more than 10,000 goyim. He said the Kohen of the priest came to him and kissed his hand and is bowing to him. They covered the cross above their church when Rav Shalom went over there. They covered the cross when Rav Shalom went through that street. They covered it for Rav Shalom. The priest is kissing his hand and bowing to him. And 10,000 people that are doing 1 hour in Bodedut every day. You cannot imagine what they're doing. They're doing 1 hour in Bodedut, all of that community. It's one of their obligations in South Africa. Over 10,000 people that are doing 1 hour in Bodedut. Black people praying to Hashem, thanking Hashem, believers. Rav Shalom said, if we're going to be strong to pray on the Afatzam distribution, if we're going to be strong in that, the Geulah, the salvation can come in 6 months, he said. 6 months, if we're going to be strong to pray on Afatzam.
Yesterday?
On distribution in Shabbos. If we're just going to be praying to do Hafatza as much as we can, and if we're going to pray on Hafatza, to pray that the book's going to come to people that have influence, that they have power to give to people, to do huge Hafatza, to reach people, to people with power, to pray. You're going to have the merit, you know. Maybe it's going to be your prayer that's going to be accepted. One of our students gave the book to Obama, to the President of the United States. He handed him the book. He's got the book. You just need to have a free time to open that book. This is it. This is the trigger. This is it. You just need to open the book. A wife of an avreh from the yeshiva, she went to the United States to meet with Oprah Winfrey to give her the book. Everyone can think about ways. Someone, you know someone, it doesn't matter even if you're Jewish, Christian, it doesn't matter. Rav Shalom said, as long as people are getting stronger in doing 1 hour in Bodedut a day, the salvation is coming, the Geulah is coming. If it's going to stop, Chas v'Shalom. But when we're doing Hafatza and more people, in that day, all of the people, all of the nations should believe in Hashem Yitbarach. So what do we care? Hashem's got his own ways. Rav Shalom said, the black people, they're the first one to understand it. The last one's going to be the Haredim. That's what Rav Shalom said.
Thank you. Chazak u'baruch.